This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This economy is changing. A lot of that is because of the pandemic, how we work, where a lot of us work, and the kinds of jobs there are. But the infrastructure of this economy, manufacturing, is changing too. Literally the nuts and bolts of it, and it has been for a while, thanks in part to technology and the ability to do things differently. And it's changing a lot.
It's literally like saying in the typewriter era, I'm about to create a desktop system.
Kevin Zinger is the founder and CEO of two companies, Zinger Vehicles and Divergent Technologies, that are trying to lead the way in that change. I met him the other day at their production facility in Torrance, where step one is making supercars. Oh, well, there it is. The one we're looking at, the Zinger 21C, has a base price of $2 million.
It is cobalt blue, super shiny, looks like a rocket ship.
And it basically is a rocket ship. So this is a car which its competitor peers are the Mercedes AMG 1 hypercar.
McLaren, people will know the McLaren.
McLaren,
right?
As well. Last year at the Circuit of the Americas, yeah, and at Laguna Seca, this car shattered the production track records set by McLaren at both tracks.
The first 80 of them will be ready for customers later this year. And yes, most of us aren't in the market for a $2 million supercar, but put that out of your mind for a second, because I'm here for this.
What I'm trying to do is create a machine that takes manufacturing, which is still stuck in 100-year-old plus technologies, into the digital age.
It is an accident of history that you're doing cars as your attempt to change manufacturing in this economy, right? You're a Cleveland guy. Your brothers worked at dealerships as mechanics. You've been, yeah, cars your whole life.
Sure.
Had you not been from there, it could have been something else, right?
Yes and no. I mean, I obviously, I've worked on cars all my life. At the same time, we only need to look out our window and we see the entire built human environment is built around cars, parking lots, streets. And if we're actually going to do something environmentally and economically that makes sense, we need to solve that major problem.
Show me how you're going to solve it.
Okay, so the first thing is the digital design of these structures.
All right, wait, so what is this guy doing with these lasers here on this thing? What is that? Is that part of the whole process? That's part of the whole process.
Right now, this is checking dimensions of this door.
Yeah.
That's being done by hand. For the structures, we use this system here. And what this is doing is automatically scanning and checking the dimensions.
The system has three parts: design, manufacture, and assembly. The design is done with the help of artificial intelligence. Super specialized 3D printers make the structures that he's talking about. And the assembly is done by a team of robots.
3D printing is one piece of an overall system.
You are design agnostic, right? You happen to be doing cars now.
Sure.
But if you get this right, this scales to all kinds of other manufacturing.
I'd say it scales to, you know, certainly air, land, and sea vehicles, but then it starts to become a way to digitally design. So already on this assembly system we have here,
yeah,
we're already designing and printing parts of the assembly system that you see right there using the system itself.
Sorry, wait. That's a little high concept. You're designing and printing part of the system that's going to design and print.
Of course.
You say that like that's not amazing.
Do this for 8 years of 80 to 100 hour weeks and you're so into everything that it is what it's been planned to be. And if you wanted to leap ahead 20 years, yeah, you know what you want to have? You want to have a globe filled with localized manufacturing where there's no barrier to entry to people that want to create useful products. And the only way you have a permanent manufacturing footprint is if the system redesigns itself into its next version right there.
We should be clear when you're talking about a localized footprint, right? I mean, we're in a factory, and it's, you know, it's a 21st century factory. It's very clean, lots of robots, all that jazz. But factories, as we think of them in this economy, or have thought of them for decades, are ginormous. Think River Rouge, think the GM plant in Shanghai, right? I mean, they're incredibly space resource and personnel intensive. That doesn't seem to be the vibe here.
No. Digital manufacturing flips all of that on its head. It says you do things flexibly, locally, and in a modular way, right? Like, we have a desktop computer. You don't have to have hundreds of printing presses printing different books. You can send data and it prints the Bible. You send data, it prints Brothers Karamazov.
Right.
That is the fundamental difference.
So let's take a walk around the central hub here. And we should say it's a big glass enclosure with, is that like 12 assembly machines? 15 maybe?
So what you're seeing here in this octagonal design is a set of robots where any set of perfectly designed building blocks come in with their instruction set.
So that's the thing where you were just talking. You can send data and have it print the Bible. You can send data and have it print the Brothers Karamazov. You can send data here and have it print the fancy supercar, or eventually you could send data here and have it print, I don't even know what.
Well, this has, printed, this is an assembly cell,
but
this has assembled back-to-back sports car, luxury SUV parts, and a drone back-to-back-to-back-to-back with zero switchover time.
Other than the challenge of trying to change manufacturing as we know it, what's your biggest headache?
Obviously, our financial system and venture capital are designed to finance quick cash generation software applications.
Right.
Rather than someone saying, I'm going to do from scratch the digital design, manufacture, and assembly for all vehicle structures.
Right.
That is a challenge.
They can't see you now, but there's a little smirk on your face. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, for sure.
Let me ask you the labor force question. And I talked earlier about your brothers. Your older brothers who grew up as mechanics at
dealership, car mechanics, Bigelow Chevy, and
exactly.
Cleveland.
Could they get a job here working for their little brother?
Absolutely. No, there are jobs that are, you know, overseeing the operations and maintenance of the machines. What I would say is, when people ask me the question, you know, will this wipe out auto factory jobs? You know, which is the question you're really asking.
Yeah.
If you go to a modern auto factory, as you probably have, Kai, you'll see that, you know, you have these quarter to half mile long lines where there are no workers there. What we do is we replace the cost and expense of building those Leviathan factories with all of their capital risk. We replace that with something that's much more flexible. And all of those general assembly jobs where you're putting in the interior and the powertrain, those, we don't touch those. So it actually makes any automotive factory in the West stronger and more competitive without taking away any general assembly jobs.
Kevin, thanks a lot.